chance of few spotty showers tomorrow, moving out and clearing up Saturday night. Lows in the morning Sunday, 35 to 40. It'll be sunny all day, a chilly high only around lower to mid-50s. The rain is back Monday afternoon and Monday evening with the clouds too. It's still cool, low to middle 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Crescent City Stamp Club's New Orleans Stamp and Postcard Show, January 20th, January 21st, at the Doubletree by Hilton, 2150 Veterans Boulevard, Kenner. Free parking, free admission, free appraisals. Click ccscno.org. Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Okay, Phil, get started.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. Our Father, which art in heaven, holy, holy, holy is your name. Thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil, servants of Satan. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
We pledge allegiance. That's right. We pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic. That's right, the Republic. That's right, the Republic for which it stands. One nation under Lord Jesus Christ with liberty and justice and happiness for each and every one of us forever and ever and ever. Wake up, man. Wake up, America. Amen.
Amen. Good evening. My fellow deplorable drags of society, aka God-loving patriots and tax generators, welcome to this week's edition of Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. This is John Swisher, aka the Flaming Conservative, and tonight I have a lovely and attractive co-host, the Honorable Miss Amy Misko.
Good evening, John. Good evening, audience.
Okay, tonight I'm gonna outline the show. First is gonna be my monologue. Second segment, we're gonna be discussing form of theft known as taxation. In the third segment, after the hard break, we got the Honorable Mr. David Kugel, attorney for the St. Tammany Library Parish Library Accountability Project. And the fourth segment, we're going to be discussing the gun show that Miss Amy is working, got something to do with. Okay. Good evening. Good evening. Okay. Isn't it great to be an American?
Well, it's a little hard these days, I know. Yes. I love America, but I'm not happy with what's going on here.
Okay. I wrote down some Bible verses this morning. Okay, hang tight. Forgive me. I got it coming up. Oh, boy. Here I go again. Okay.
Isn't that the beginning of a song?
Yes. Okay. Yes. All right. Got Revelations 2:22. Behold, I will throw her onto a sickbed, and those who commit adultery with her I will throw into great tribulation unless they repent of her works. We're talking about Chucky Schumer, and we have Revelations 2:21. I gave her time to repent, but she refuses to repent of her sexual immorality. Can we say Nancy Pelosi? Okay, but from Revelations 2:20, but I have this against you, that you tolerate that woman, Jezebel. Jezebel is known as Nancy Pelosi, who calls herself prophetess and is teaching and seducing my servants to practice sexual immorality and to eat food sacrificed to idols. That's the definition of Nancy Pelosi. Phil, what's your take on that?
You're exactly right. Nasty, Nazi, nymphomaniac Pelosi is a terrible person. She is a demon, as a matter of fact. She's mentally ill, dangerous psychopath. She's on a mission to destroy this country, along with the rest of the people in the White House. They also be arrested and put in jail before they can flee the nation and go to somewhere, Brazil, Africa, somewhere. Because sooner or later, I got a message for them. The truth will find you out, and you're going to jail.
Yeah, jail is where they all belong.
That's right. Got another one. Revelations 1, verse 7. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. The ones who pierced him is the Democrats and rhinos, and all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. He is coming. He is coming. The agent of change is Donald Trump. And my response is, attention, Democrats and rhinos, beware. And the next one, got one more. But I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had first. That's Revelations 2, verse 4. Can you say, Democrat, you abandoned the love? That means they aborted babies. They're killing babies in the womb. They're killing babies when they're born. The book of Revelations explains everything that's going on. This had to happen. I was at CR Bible study last night. This had to happen. The installation of Joe Biden, the fraudulent president, all this good stuff, it's being exposed right now. Donald Trump, he didn't do anything wrong. He exposed the cabal. He cannot be bought. He ruined their party. What you think, Amy?
Well, I don't like the Democrats at all. I'm very opposed to their theology, their ideology, and the way that they have used the last 60 years to socialize America and take from us great amounts of our wealth. What the debacle that's happening now through our banking system, through the taxation, the Federal Reserve's got to go away. Just having seven people dictate to us how we can use our wealth is just ridiculous. I'm absolutely fed up with the SEC. I'm tired of all the theft, and every time I turn around, I'm getting taxed for another thing. And
I'm getting tired of paying all these daggone fees.
I think it's time for a tax revolt. Let's just stop paying them. You know, we need defund our government.
Yes.
That's who needs to be defunded, the politicians. Because without our money, which we voluntarily give to them, even though it's being spent on things that we don't believe in, that we think are sacrificial, that are even immorally wrong, they are still pressuring us and forcing us to give them money. And all we have to do is stop giving them our wealth. Just stop. This year, when your property tax bill comes in, and when it comes in, you're going to be very surprised, Orleans Parish, because they snuck in a five mil tax increase that's coming in your mailbox any day now, and it's going to increase your taxes by 41%. Are you ready for a 41% tax increase that goes to nothing other than the general fund and the school board? This is just such an egregious, early education tax is just so egregious. It was so sneaky. They put it on the ballot, gave us only 3 weeks' notice. I threw billboards up in the sky trying to notify people. I didn't have enough money to do as much as I needed to do. And only it had the lowest voter turnout ever. Only 15,000 people voted, and 9,800 of them voted to increase our taxes by 5 mils, by 41%. Do you think that's fair? Are you going to pay that tax? Because I'll be damned if I'm going to pay that tax.
Speaking of taxes, the Democrats have been cheating on elections. We got less than one minute. Okay, we got less than a minute. We have to go to a break. You're listening to Holy and Patriotic GMLI Radio Show on WGSO 504-556-9696. We'll be right back. Area Tiger fans on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall when you travel to Death Valley, aka Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team. Make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734. Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Paz, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
When severe weather causes telecom network outages, the FCC recommends that you call 911 only when necessary and limit non-emergency calls. Avoid repetitive redialing to minimize network congestion. Try texting if a call doesn't go through. Conserve cell phone power and turn off your phone when not in use. If evacuated, forward landline calls to your cell phone and use your outgoing message to update your status. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Welcome back, Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Radio Show. Call talk lines 504-556-9696. Email flamingconservative at WGSO.com. Okay. My guest co-host, Miss Amy and me, this segment we're going to be discussing discussing a form of theft known as taxation. I'm going to give you that.
Taxation is illegal. That's illegal what they're doing to us. They're raping us financially, the government.
They are. They're bankrupting us, especially senior citizens.
Yes. Now Biden.
And young families. And young people.
They're giving 8%, 10% raise of Social Security. What do you think they're going to do with that? They're going to start taxing Social Security checks. That's an asterisk with a B.
Well, they still do. You get taxed on Social Security.
Yes.
Especially if you make any other income.
Okay. Let me give you the quick definition of income tax.
They giveth and they taketh away.
An income tax is a tax imposed on individuals or entities, taxpayers, in respect of the income or profits earned by them, commonly called taxable income. Income tax generally is computed as the product of a tax rate times the taxable income. Taxation rates may vary by type of characteristics of the taxpayer and the type of income. The tax rate may increase as taxable income increases, referred to as graduated or progressive tax rates. That's BS.
Well, that's very progressive. It's great for the politicians because they have guaranteed income. In the meantime, us, we are getting poorer and poorer. And for the very poor, it makes it impossible for them to get out from poverty.
Now we're going to
taxation hurts the poor the most.
Now we're going to go to the history of income tax in the United States. The United States federal government imposed the first personal income tax on August 5th, 1861, to help pay for its war effort in the American Civil War. 3% of all incomes over U.S. $800, which was a lot of money back in 1861, equivalent to $18,600 in 2020.
It was punitive. They punished us for rebelling.
This tax was repealed and replaced by another income tax in 1862. It was only in 1894 that the first peacetime income tax was passed through the Wilson-Gorman tariff. The rate was 2%.
A Democrat.
Yes. The rate was 2% on income over $4,000, equivalent to $110,000 in 2020, which meant fewer than 10% of households would pay any. The purpose of the income tax was to make up for the revenue that would be lost by tariff reductions. Jeez. Oh.
They giveth and they taketh away. The whole thing is, it's a scam. It's a Ponzi scheme. Oh, we just had a Ponzi scheme with that FXT. I can't remember the young kid's name. I mean, what a scandal that should be. But it's like, that was just the shuffling of money from one pocket to another. This is all ridiculous, and it's got to stop. And you know who's got to stop it? We do. We have to stop giving them our money.
What are we going to do? Are we scared of Merrick Gull and the 87,000 IRS agents? That's why we got the Second Amendment.
They don't have 87,000 IRS agents. They are threatening us with that. The thing is nobody will take the jobs. That's the ugly secret. You know, they just want to pound us with all these lies. That's the other thing. I am sick and tired of being lied to by my government officials. Absolutely fed up with
them. They work for us. We don't work for them.
We got to fire them.
Yes.
And hey. I don't think that we should fire them legally. I think we should just take their money away from them. That's the easiest way to get to them. Yeah. Once we don't, we need to defund our government.
Yes.
Defund the IRS.
That's right.
Defund the IRS. Defund the FBI. Defund the DOJ. Defund Biden's administration entirely. Stop sending your money to the Biden administration. Just cut it out already.
Defund Nancy Pelosi and her four daughters.
Keep your money in your pocket.
Okay.
Stop collecting taxes for them. You got a business and you're paying payroll taxes or you're paying sales taxes or you're collecting money from your neighbors and your friends and your loved ones. Stop doing it.
The government should be able to survive on sales taxes.
They shouldn't need anything. Their only job is to protect our civil liberties. That's it. And to provide security in case of attack. Those are the only things it has to do. All the rest of this nonsense, building skyscrapers and having pet institutions and all this nonsense, it's just ridiculous. And we can do these things ourselves, amongst ourselves. Every government service we could do for each other and with each other, period. We don't need them.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled the income tax was unconstitutional. the 10th Amendment forbidding any powers not expressed in the United States Constitution.
There you go.
Being no power to impose any other than a direct tax by apportionment. In 1913, the 16th Amendment to the United States Constitution made income tax a permanent fixture in the U.S. tax system. Who was president? Woodrow Wilson. What he was.
So what
Democrat.
We need to do is, yeah, he was a Democrat. We need to take back our constitutional rights with these two amendments. No politician will write any tax. Every single expense must go to a vote of the people, period.
And I tell you.
Every tax must go to a vote of the people.
Louisiana is the only state in the Gulf South. We got break tags. We got state income tax.
Useless tax. This should have been expired a long time ago. But what does it do? It just keeps on perpetuating itself. Why? Because the politicians like it. It adds to their slush fund.
License. Occupation license in the Go to Mississippi. You don't have to pay for. You don't
have
to.
The politicians own us. We are no longer free people.
We don't have to get.
Stop giving them your money.
We don't have to get licenses in Mississippi or Texas.
Oh no, they got.
You don't even need a fishing license, but you need it here.
Oh, now they want to. Oh, Biden administration wants us to stop fishing entirely. Oh, because some.
How the hell are we going to eat?
Exactly. Oh no, we're not allowed to eat. We're not allowed to eat.
Oh, yeah.
You know, here's what it all comes down to. It's this whole hatred of human beings and that we should feel guilty because we're good. I mean, God made us good, didn't he?
That's right.
He made us in his image?
Yes, right.
So he why are they trying to destroy us?
Yes. And
they want to destroy the image of God. They want to destroy mankind as we know it. They want to turn us all into financial slaves.
Yeah, they've already done it. We are their financial slaves. And we keep on sending them our money. I'm saying stop. Stop participating. Drop out. Drop out of the system. Stop encouraging these politicians. And you know what?
We're paying for the lobbyists, too.
We need to defund our city council. Our city council is ridiculous. They're the ones that put this sneaky, deceitful tax on a ballot measure in a special election. It was the only thing on the ballot. Nobody knew about it. Do you guys know? I want any caller who knew about the early education tax to call in. Did you vote for it? I want to know. Please call us if you voted for the early education tax on April 30th of 2022.
Okay, we got less than a minute to go. We got to go to a hard break. You listen to Holy
but
and
get
Patriotic.
Get ready to call us.
Jambalaya 504-556-9696. Come up in the third segment. David Kugel, attorney from the St. Tammany Parish Library Accountability Project. Stay tuned for news on Louisiana Radio Network.
I'd like to tell you about the Actors Fund, a nonprofit human services organization that helps everyone in performing arts and entertainment. The fund's programs foster stability and resiliency in the lives of everyone who works in film, theater, television, music, radio, and dance. These services include emergency financial assistance for those in crisis due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Please visit actorsfund.org.
Baron Supermarket, located at 1951 West Main Street in Lutcher, for the very best smoked sausage in the world. Baron Supermarket smokes their own sausage in their own state-of-the-art smokehouse in the rear of the store. Baron Supermarket also offers the best cuts in meat, like USDA Top Choice ribeye steaks, cut to your liking and thickness. Baron Supermarket also has the best fresh sausage, along with the finest in pork chops, too. That's Veyron Supermarket, the ribeye and smoked sausage people. Call 225-869-3731. Veron Supermarket, River Parish flavor since 1912.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. An update on this week's officer-involved shooting at the St. Mary Parish Courthouse. State police identify the man killed as 34-year-old inmate Chad Williams of Berwick. During a scuffle with a parish corrections officer, Williams got the deputy's handgun and shot himself in the head. The investigation is ongoing. Once complete, it will be handed over to the parish DA for review. November marked the sixth straight month of record-breaking unemployment in the state of Louisiana.
We have the highest number of people working than ever before in our state.
That's Workforce Commission Secretary Ava Cates. She says jobs are being added all over the state and in all parts of the economy.
It's a good time to be in Louisiana, to be a Louisiana employer, to be a Louisiana job seeker.
She says the Workforce Commission has 10,000 openings on its website, and there are ongoing job fairs to match workers with employers, plus training programs. I'm Marcianne Goldsby.
And I'm Kevin Gallagher. This is news from LRN.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
Call 800-301-7166. 800-301-7166. 800-301-7166.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at C. Freeman Enterprises, 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana, 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
So join Major League Baseball and stand up to cancer.
As we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
I'm Jordana Brewster.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
I'm Matt Damon. And cancer has in some way touched all of us.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say Radio Show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Welcome back. Holding Patriotic Jim alive. 504-556-9696. You got the Flaming Conservative with the Honorable Miss Amy Misko, who never ages. And our own Cajun Buccaneer, Phil the Patriot. Say hi, hey, Phil.
Anytime you get a chance, blow that whistle. Anytime you get a chance, blow the whistle on them. Bust them any way you can, because they're trying to destroy this country. All of them. They're evil.
Okay. We have a guest on. We have the Honorable David Kugel, attorney for the St. Tammany Parish Library Accountability Project. Good evening, Dave, Mr. David Kugel. Tell everyone who you are. Welcome.
Good evening. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I'm an attorney. My name is David Kugel, so I'm in the Slidell area, and basically I got involved in this issue in October. Some of the ladies that I'm helping, they started, I think, last summer or so, and it just, they weren't getting much traction, and things got worse and worse until on October 25th, I think, around then. There was a library control meeting, board meeting, which, as you can imagine, is usually not a very interesting, well-attended function. But it just was, like, overwhelming because people began to see the books that were available in the libraries. And it's the same books that are popping up all over the country. They are sexually explicit. They are pedophilic. And they are available, and we believe, targeted at minors.
Yeah.
And then it's just going up from there. We had an RPAC meeting, Republican Parish Executive Committee, and the 28th of November at the Slidell Municipal Auditorium about this. They're saying that it was the biggest Slidell public meeting in history. I mean, people care about this issue. And
nobody wants that filth in their libraries.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's several issues going on. Number one, this is coming down from a national organization. It's largely driven by the American Library Association, which, you know, and the biggest issue, I mean, if you want to make this the most basic thing, it's, do we want our local communities to run our libraries, or do we want these well-funded national interest groups that just don't have the best interest of children in mind?
They have an agenda. And they have,
exactly.
They have a propaganda agenda, and this is very well known. This has been something that's been a concerted effort. This whole idea about nonprofits in America, getting tax ID codes, you know, this is picking and choosing who gets to work and who doesn't. That's it, you know, it's who gets to operate and who doesn't, and it's promoting a lot of terrible things, irrational things, a lot of wrong things, unscientific things. This is sabotaging young brains. This is destroying people's ability to reason. This is not good. This is actually,
it's taking away kids' innocence.
And that's the bottom line here. And it's clearly, some of these things are clearly targeted at children. And I mean, I can go down the spectrum of what things. It's not simply pictures, graphical pictures of sex acts, but pictures of man-boy.
Oh,
at least, I mean, there's one of the most controversial ones, a man-boy act.
This is not what education is all about.
Exactly.
And
I mean, most of it seems
to lack
educational
interesting value. And it's geared at 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 year olds. This is just nonsense. This is destructive. I don't think this is right. I mean, this is just morally reprehensible. Simply because it's not based on science, and it's not based on anything that is. It's just a mess. It's just terrible.
Well, the biggest thing which has come up is 99% of the, like, some of the major books that people have seen the pictures from, and they're supposed to be in the adult section, but apparently in Tangipahoa, my understanding is they're in the young adult section there, which is, I think, 12 to 17. But most of the books that we found issues with,
a friend of my sister found some in St. John Parish Library.
Yeah, but I'm saying sometimes it's specifically in the minor section, but most of the problems, the books we found problems with, are actually the ones for juveniles up to young adult, all of which are under 18. And it's just, you know, it runs the gambit of just, like, bizarre sex acts and all stuff that has, like, one of the books that we apparently got removed, but not for any, you know, normal reason, it was challenged, and it actually said in there, and we encourage children to look at porn. And the state legislature has said that is a public health crisis, children addicted to pornography in Louisiana. So it's like, what is going on? But the biggest question here is there's two things. It's not just the access to the material. It's why in the world is our tax dollars being spent on this stuff?
Exactly. Okay. Why am I funding this filth? Why am I being forced to pay for this nonsense? I don't believe in public education at all. I think it should be abolished. I think the Department of Education should be abolished also. I think education is up to...
Phil, let Amy finish.
That's okay. No, go ahead, Phil.
These people are Marxist sodomized vampires. They're dragon queens, and they plan to indoctrinate and have sex with our children.
I'm hearing a lot of background noise.
I'm walking out of the room so I can show you some stuff. Okay.
Is that from me?
No.
We don't have friends. Michelle won't even tell you, friends.
Hello?
Hey. Hello? Hey, you still there, David?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I was just hearing a lot of background noise. Who's the library director? Kelly LaRocca? Kelly?
Mrs. LaRocca. Mrs. LaRocca. We know what the solution is here. It's to make the parishes, give the elected representatives more control over the library system. Give the community more control over what's coming in. Because I will tell you, there's the ALA has videos that you can find on YouTube that say the way to bog down these nosy parents is just to keep making them challenge books, fill out forms, and they'll just go around in circles, and it just never ends. And the issue is because once a book gets into the library system, it's nearly impossible to remove. So the way that one of the first steps here is you have to have community oversight of which books are actually purchased. You need to make sure this is something that we want to spend our tax dollars on. This meets community standards. It actually has educational or artistic value. And I mean, that's not happening. And they've made it clear we don't intend to stop, and we're going to keep using your tax dollars to do it.
Do you remember this old broadcaster from growing up, Buddy Diliberto?
Yeah.
Okay, his famous term was squirrels. I think Kelly LaRocca earns the award of Squirrel of the Year.
Yeah.
I just want.
The important thing with her is just, and this is what I've conveyed.
She has an attitude.
You know, I don't know her personally, but it's clear that you have very different philosophy of how libraries should be run and what kids need to be exposed to than most of the citizens of St. Tammany Parish. That's really the bottom line. I mean, I will tell you, we had this control board meeting that I attended Tuesday night, and one of the other board directors, get this, a woman, you know, this whole thing's blowing up, everybody's talking about it. This woman, I think she was a mother, said, look, you keep saying that we have to watch our kids at the library, and that's how we keep them from getting exposed to this stuff. And then, what if I have, like, more than one kid? I can't keep watching them. And she got ridiculed by one of the board members that said, why would a mom ever bring three kids to the library? And I'm like, are you kidding?
Why don't we hand over our public libraries to the people in the community, to the parents? Like, maybe we should just fire all these librarians, all these government employees, and instead staff it with volunteers from our communities.
Well, a lot of it comes from the Library Control Board. And
maybe we should abolish them.
Well, I think we have a better solution, I think, because I think in Lafayette they had some of this controversy, right? And I think they replaced a lot of the members, and I think the director even got replaced. And I think a lot of the replacements, you just end up having the same type of issue. So the solution is for the parish government to exercise its lawful authority and start writing ordinances to require the Library Control Board and the director to behave and follow community standards and not just push nonsense on kids that just enrages parents. They need to step in and say, this is what a city in Texas recently did. They said, any tax dollars will not be spent on these types of books, mm-hmm. and on all new books, you're going to have oversight from the community to determine it actually is something we want. And that's where it has to start, because as soon as you challenge a book that's currently in the system, they could just go buy some more. I actually was in Mandeville City Council.
Yeah, but their dollars are once again, it comes down to taxes. If we stop funding them, we need to defund these people, too.
We got to go to a break, David. You want to stay on for the next segment?
Sure.
Okay. Let's take back our libraries.
Okay, you listen. Holy Patriotic Jambalaya, 504-556-9696. We have to go to the break. Stay tuned for the final segment. Nawns area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, aka Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Crosse, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs. Baron Supermarket, located at 1951 West Main Street in Lutcher, for the very best smoked sausage in the world. Baron Supermarket smokes their own sausage in their own state-of-the-art smokehouse in the rear of the store. Baron Supermarket also offers the best cuts in meat, like USDA Top Choice ribeye steaks, cut to your liking and thickness. Baron Supermarket also has the best fresh sausage, along with the finest in pork chops, too. That's Veyron Supermarket, the ribeye and smoked sausage people. Call 225-869-3731. Veyron Supermarket, River Parish flavor since 1912. Welcome back, Holy Patriotic Jambalaya, with John Swisher, the Flaming Conservative, and my beautiful guest co-host, the Honorable Miss Amy Hemesco, who never ages. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, and David, and my guest, David Kugel, from the St. Tammany Parish Library Accountability Project. Go ahead, David.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I want to say, look, there's a reason the library system in general enjoys the position of one of the most trusted institutions in society. It has the ability, and historically it has been deserving of that. And what we need to do is restore the power to the people in the community to run the library system to serve them. And that's what's not happening. And we have a way to fix that. The parish council has the ability to fix that. But they think, the impression from a lot of people is they think they can push this issue off so they can avoid it for during the next year's election. And that is not happening. People are going crazy about dealing with this issue. And if the parish council thinks they're just going to be running on issues such as zoning and PUD and whatever, that's not going to happen. People are passionate about this. And, I mean, it can be fixed. They have the ability to fix it. There's this, as I was saying, you know, the city in Texas did something similar to what I've proposed here. Jefferson Parish actually has some ordinances on the books that have a lot of strict duties for the Library Control Board. And so, I mean, we have an actual ordinance since the 90s in St. Tammany Parish that says you can restrict rated R and NC-17 movies from minors in the library. They shall be restricted. But the big news I have for you guys tonight is late this afternoon, the district attorney released guidance to the police.
I got that in my email.
Yes, the distribution of material harmful to minors statute applies to the library. And that means, that's like dropping a nuclear bomb. But I tell you, the problem for me is, why in the world did the director of the library and the control board put their folks in this situation? You know, I mean, this is ridiculous. What happened is they ended up putting the interest of this national well-funded group, the ALA, over the citizens they're supposed to be serving.
Notice and the well-funded group, and that's a nonprofit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a government issued status through the IRS. So once again, it gets back to the corruption of our country through our institutions, and it's always this force, this element of force. It's either they're stealing money from us or they're promoting something that's wrong, and they're doing it against our wishes. They are violating our civil liberties. They are not obeying the laws that are on the books. There's plenty of protections for underage children kinds of reasons to protect them from being taken advantage of, because they are too young and they should be protected.
Exactly.
And we're not obeying those rules. And they're not obeying those rules, and they must.
Yeah.
They are not above the law. That's the one thing about this Biden administration.
Yeah.
They are doing whatever they want with absolute immunity from prosecution. And we've got to put them all in jail and just stop this nonsense. Fire these people. Get in people who are better, who will obey the laws and will listen to us, the taxpayers, who are supporting these projects and these institutions.
Well, so, I mean, we're focused a lot on reform, and there is a millage coming up next year. And, I mean, I don't know that it's going to be renewed without a reform. And, you know, this can be fixed. I think we have the ability to fix it. It's just a question of whether or not our elected members are going to going to do it.
Well,
and
here's
the
thing:
pressure's going to grow.
If our current elected members won't, then we will elect new members who will listen to us and who do believe in these changes that we wish. And thank you, David, for your work. I really appreciate it, because it's people like you who are going to help us turn around our country.
Do you have any kids? I'm sorry.
I do have some kids. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't have children, but I got 22 nieces and nephews, and
kids. That's what I tell people. When I give speeches, I say, you know, I'm an attorney, blah blah blah, but most importantly, I'm a father. Okay, and I mean, we have the ability to fix this here, and I mean, I think St. Tammany Parish has the ability to set the standard for the state of how to take back control of their library system and make sure it serves the interest of the people and not outside well-funded interest groups. We have the ability to do that.
Yes,
and
we do.
We're going to hold the politicians' feet to the fire at the parish council to force them to deal with this, or they're going to face the consequences of the election coming up next year and a millage result.
Yeah. If they want, let that garbage go to the adult bookstore on Chef Highway next to Holiday Inn if they.
Well, you know, I'm glad you bring that up, because the reform that they promoted Tuesday night about how a challenged book would be basically, oh, now we're going to fix things by, if a book's challenged, we'll put it behind the counter, but a kid can still check it out.
Yeah.
So it's like you have less
that's not a solution. That's begging the issue.
Well, it's like if you go to a convenience store, if you try to check out an inappropriate magazine, they're at least going to card you. Here they're saying you can still be a minor, and you can even request – the resolution didn't prohibit you from requesting to browse one of the adults' challenged books.
Well, here's the thing. There are plenty of bookstores and bookshops that people can go to if they wish to have these types of materials. But we do not have to promote them in our elementary school libraries, et cetera.
I'm a single guy. I have none of that garbage in my house. I mean, I don't have a house right now. I got destroyed by Ida, but I never had that garbage in my house, and I will not have it. I don't have the magazines either. I think it's filth. It takes advantage of people.
It does. And the thing is, these are impressionable children. That is our focus. Our focus is on protecting children from the materials. It has nothing to do with adults. So, I mean, and we've made this clear, and the library has just thumbed their nose at us till the pressure got too great, and then they acted like they were doing reforms, and they've been drag-kicking and screaming, but the reforms don't fix anything, and they've made it clear we're going to keep buying the same books, and you're just going to have to keep challenging.
So I'm right.
It has to be. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm writing a couple children's books right now, too. I wrote one book already. I'm writing a couple children's books and a couple songs. I'm an amateur musician and a book author, and that's not my main forte. But hey, I'm 59, going on 60 years old. I got a lot left. I still got a lot left in my tank to offer this world, buddy.
Right. Well, I think, you know, I just hope that you guys can just let your listeners, please follow us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/STPLAP, St. Tammany Parish Library Accountability Project. But like I told some folks today, we're gonna win or lose based on what the community does, because we're just a few people, just a few volunteers. But we think the community cares about this issue, so we just ask everybody to step up and demand.
You're gonna do great, buddy. You're gonna do great.
Yeah, appreciate it.
You got my friend John Raymond working with y'all.
Yeah, we'll take anyone that can get us across the finish line. I mean, he's spoken out. Other people have spoken out, but the more the merrier. We got to get. I mean, people care about this issue. I mean, there's nothing more important than children. And the fact that this is targeting them is just absolutely unacceptable.
Yep.
They need to be arrested. Yeah. They need to be arrested. Put them in jail.
The DA released guidance.
I have unlimited, so it doesn't really matter. I'll be fine.
The DA released some guidance today that, you know, the library is not exempt from this district state statute. So, I mean, the fix is, the issue is, the solution is not police running around.
I got less than a minute to go. Unfortunately, the end of the show is coming here. We have a gun show coming up.
Hey, it's tomorrow and Sunday from 8 to 5. Please come out. The recall people will be there to help you sign the petition. And we are also going to have a registration to vote drive going on. We're in the back table. Please come to the gun show. It's at the Punch Train Center.
David, I'm going to have you back on very soon. Let's keep in touch, buddy.
Thank you, David.
Yeah. St. Tammany Parish Library Accountability Project on Facebook.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
Nawns area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, aka Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734.
Citizens Plan for Retirement Online. Estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-